AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump pushing buttons again with his call to bar Muslims from entering the U.S.
They want to change your religion. I don't think so. Not going to happen.
Supporters cheered as he spoke at an evening rally in South Carolina. Nihad Awad is executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
Donald Trump sounds more like a leader of a lynch mob than a great nation like ours. He and others are playing into the hands of ISIS.
Trump's idea was swiftly condemned by his rival GOP candidates for president and other Republicans. The FBI says the San Bernardino killers had been radicalized for quite some time and had taken target practice, including just days before the attack that left 14 dead. Here's the FBI's David Bowditt.
We do have evidence that both of these subjects did some participated in target practice in some ranges within the metro area or within the Los Angeles area.
In a chilling twist, authorities disclosed that a year before the rampage, Syed Farouk's co-workers at the county health department underwent active shooter training in the same conference room where he and his wife opened fire on them last week. Security is tight at the Vatican, where Pope Francis is saying a special mass to formally open his Year of Mercy. This is from his sermon heard through an interpreter.
This extraordinary holy year is itself a gift of grace. To pass through the holy door means to rediscover the infinite mercy of the Father who welcomes everyone.
The celebration will be capped with the opening of the Basilica's big bronze holy door through which millions of pilgrims will pass over the year. This is AP Radio News. Investigators are trying to piece together what happened to NFL quarterback Jay Cutler's brother-in-law. Michael Cavallari hasn't been heard from since his car was found abandoned more than a week ago near a remote dirt road in Utah. He's the brother of reality TV personality Kristen Cavallari, who is Cutler's wife. Remembering John Lennon.
Imagine there's no heaven.
35 years ago today, the former Beatle died, shot to death outside his luxury apartment on Manhattan's West Side. This is audio from back in December 1980 of New York Police Detective James Sullivan describing what happened to John, who was with wife Yoko Ono.
They got out of the car and walked into the archway area of the Dakota. Mr. Chapman came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lennon, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the .38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
Chapman is still in prison. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.